am live. Yes, this is Rich L. Kemp. And today I am live, coming to you over this fabulous international internet radio station, BBS. I come to you today, and we are going to talk about a lot of stuff. Are you there? Are you ready to call in? Are you ready to chat with me? Because I'm ready to chat with you. I'm ready to talk with you. We're going to talk about some good stuff, controversial stuff, if you please, any kind of stuff, because we want to get you going. And there's so many things that's going on in our world, in our system, that we've all have been affected. There's stories going on about someone like Bill Cosby, whom we all loved and admired for so long, and all the accusation against him. And I believe, you know what? I believe all of those women that made those accusations, they knew exactly what they were doing, because you know what? Coming from the world of entertainment, you've got these groupies that come to get excited and get involved. And they knew, I believe that Bill is just as innocent as they are, or just as guilty as they are. They are also, because they all knew exactly they were consenting adults. They knew exactly what they were getting involved in, and now they want to cry, wolf, wolf, no, too bad. That is not good. I wish you called me. We talk about that. You want to talk about that? Let's talk about it. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to get in the nitty-gritty of another interesting story this week that's getting so many attention. You've got a guy like Donald Trump, who's just taking and talking out of his other mouth, and just saying all kinds of things that's gotten people all riled up. And you know, every one of us, we've got a right to say what we want to say. But when you're in a certain position, you've got to be so careful what you say, because it's just not kosher to say certain things. So, yeah, let's talk about Donald also, because, you know, he is a guy, he has learned how to work the media. And his philosophy is bad press is better than no press. And I tell you, he's using it, and the media, they are just swallowing it all up, hook, line, and sinker. So we'll talk about that. You can give me a call. The phone number to reach me is 888-627-6008. Yeah, but going back to Bill Cosby, for example, they talk about this is the school that he gave millions of dollars to, and now they want to say to him, Mr. Cosby, your money is no longer welcome. Well, that's not cool, is it? Well, you know what? The thing I'd like to see them do, if they really want to be go out this on a limb, why don't they just give all the money back to the man that they took, all the millions that he gave to them? Why don't they just give it all back? No, they won't. It's all political. It's all I think Bill probably pissed someone off, and they ought to get him. But I like to talk about it. So let's talk about it, because Bill Cosby, he has been a tremendous influence on many of our lives. He's a great guy. I've never met him. I don't know him. So I have nothing to gain to say anything positive about him, or either anything negative about him. But I know he's a guy, he's done well, he's done good for a whole lot of people, and he has found himself in some hot water, but he'll get out of it, he'll bounce back. This too shall come to pass. And so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Give me a call. The number to call live to speak with Rich live here at BBS Radio. This is my phone number, is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And we'll talk about that, and we talk about all the other things. And the president made a trip over to Kenya. his homeland, his father's, at least, his father's homeland. And this was the first time an American president visited that country. And his reception was just beyond so phenomenal. So they just loved him there. And he spoke to them and told them, listen, you people, you've got to get your act together and get on and get rid of the corruption and treating women like second-class citizens. So he scolded them quite a bit as well, too. We could talk about that. We could talk about Bill Cosby. We could talk about, Donald Trump. And we could talk about whatever you want to talk about. My number here is 888-627-6008. And I welcome your call. I welcome your call because this is a good time to get things out. And the stuff that's going on over there in the Middle East, there seems to be no end to the war and the strife and the anger and the resentment. And it's all a big consciousness over there. They just have a warring consciousness. And that has got to, and that's been going on for centuries. And it's probably going to continue going on until they get a better consciousness of peace and love and accepting each other in this wonderful world that we have here. So we also going to talk about you, how you are experiencing, how you are having the good that you desire. Everyone everywhere want to have something good. And I believe you're one of those. If you're one of those persons, I want you to call me 888-627-6008. And let's talk about it. You want to have something good? You want to be something good? You want to do something good? Call me. Let's talk about it. 888-627-6008. We're going to talk about anything and everything. You, there's a subject you want to talk about? Give me a call. We'll talk about it. And here's another subject. Depression. Oh, boy. So many people are dealing with depression. Depression can be very devastating, and you and I are no exempt. So if you're one of those persons that are dealing with some depression, heaviness, and unable to shake away, get from under that heavy, dark cloud, or whatever it is maybe wearing you down, I want you to call me. Call Rich right here at 888-627. Yeah, 6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'll talk and we'll chat about it, about all the wonderful things that we've got going on here in our good world we have. You know, when you look at it, I mean, if you just look at the world naturally, it seems to be a terrible place and space to be in right now. But you've got to be so careful because it can wear you down. You can become weary of it. It can depress you. It can vex you. And you've got to guard your mind. Guard your mind. And as I told my son the other day, that you have to tell yourself the truth. When especially if you're dealing with depression, if you're one of those persons that have a strong disposition and with depression, depressing thoughts, depressing feelings, and you just can't seem to shake it off. I know what you have, what you've been dealing with or going through. Because you know what, I've had to deal with it myself. You bet your bottom dollar I did. But you know what, I've learned how to handle it, not to allow anything, especially depression, because depression is so defeating. Depression is so devastating. It'll cripple you. It will immobilize you. It'll cripple you. You cannot allow that. So I've learned to tell myself the truth about who I am, the truth about not only who I am, but what I am and what I'm all about. And because once you get that good thing, that good idea, and this is why the ancient writer tells us, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, think on these things. Think on the good things. There's so many negativity that you can think about. You cannot allow your mind, you cannot entertain those negativity because they're they are there. You cannot nurse it. You've got to learn to disperse it. Get rid of it. Get it out of your consciousness. Get it out of your mind. Don't entertain it. Don't allow it any space or place in your consciousness, in your mind, because it'll bring you down. It'll bring you down and defeat, and you will just feel so, you know, all of the nasty stuff you feel from that that depression. So if you want to talk about that, give me a call. This is Rich. This is Reverend Rich, and my number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And I tell you, it's a good day to be up and alive in this beautiful world of ours. And every one of us, we are you're in the right place at the right time. Now, the good news, this good that you desire, because you desire some good. If you're one of those persons that desire to have some good, to be some good, to do some good, then give Rich a call right now on my line, my talking line, my chat line to chat and talk with. And the number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. So this good that you desire to be, to do, and to have, that everyone desire to be, to do, and to have, can be described in these in this mantra. It's a mantra that I've adopted from the Reverend Ike, and he used to say, love, good health, happiness, peace, success, prosperity, and financial fulfillment. Or he used to say money, really, but I just make it more politically correct, if you could say. But yeah, it just simply means love. All the good that you can think of, that you want to be, that you want to do, that you want to have, is can be summed up in these words: love, good health, happiness, peace, joy, success, prosperity, and money. Yeah, every one of those, whatever it is that you want to be, to do, and to have, can be described in those wonderful words. As wonderful as all those love is, and good health, and prosperity, and success, and peace, and fulfillment, and money fulfillment. Listen, let's get more specific. What good do you desire? Let me ask you that. What is it that you really desire? What is it that you desire to be? What is it that you desire to have? What is it that you desire to accomplish? What is it? Have you been able to narrow that down and put it in perspective? You know, in passing, let me tell you, all of Reverend Rich's teaching is based on this one principle, and that is, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, not someone else's faith, but according to your faith, if you believe it, you shall receive it. But if you doubt, you do without. Boy, isn't it plain? I'll say it again. If you believe it, you can receive it. But if you doubt, you will do without. Ancient wisdom tells us this wonderful principle. I love it, don't you? It tells us that every person, every believer, is a receiver. You know what? The good that you seek, the good that you're seeking, call me, telephone number 888-627-6008. The good that you're seeking is seeking you. Did you know? Did you get that? The good that you are seeking, the good that I am seeking, is really seeking you. And the good that you're seeking is not outside of you. Hey, listen to that one. The good that you desire is not something on the outside, but it's on the inside of you. It's on the end. Everything, every doggone thing you need, everything that you wish to be, to do, and to have is on the inside of you. Nothing comes to you from the outside of you. Oh boy, I tell you, when I got that revelation, I stopped looking up to the sky to have my pie. I realized that there's a God inside of me, in me, with me, as me, through me, just inside of you, the God in you. That's how I like to put it. The God in me, God in you, is all. Everything you need is within you. Did you get that? The everything you need. The good which I seek is seeking me. Would you say that with me? The good that I seek is seeking me. When you get that revelation, when you get that enlightenment, when you get that rhema word, that the good that I seek is seeking me, your good will begin to manifest. Your good will become expressed in and through your experience. Your good, which you seek to be, to do, and to have, is seeking you. It's looking for you. It's looking to, you know what, I like, it says, this the beautiful psalm that we all quote sometime, my cup, the ancient prophet or psalmist would say, my cup runneth over. Yeah, your cup is from that which is within you. Your cup runs over, overflowing cup, overflowing with good. My life overflows with all kinds of good. Oh, I love that, man. Oh, I love that. My life overflows with all kinds of good. Would you say that? My life overflows with all kinds of good. You see, religion, denomination, culture, our culture, they've all conditioned us to look and to expect our good from someone else, somewhere else. Look up in the sky. Look up to the heavens to see some God in the sky. No, baby. The God that I'm talking about is not up in the sky while I'm down here catching hell. No, you can keep that God. I'm talking about a God that's in me, as me, loves me, through me, and all around me, above me. That's the God I can deal with. I can deal with that God. Okay? This you're not going to get, your good is not coming to you from somewhere else. It's not coming to you from somewhere else. It's coming to you through you. It's coming to you through you. Boy, that's good stuff. You want to call me? Want to talk with me? Yeah, welcome your talk, man. Pick up that phone and call me right now and say, Reverend Rich, let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. My phone number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. You know, we were taught to delay and wait for our good. Someday when we die, in the sweet by and by, has it ever occurred to you that after you have made your transition, you won't know, nor would you need any earthly good? Have you ever stopped and think about that? That's why I say, let me have my pie right here and right now with some ice cream on top and whipped cream on top and a cherry on top, and let me enjoy it. Let me enjoy my pie right now. Don't tell me about a pie in the sky when I die. I want to know my pie. I want to experience my pie. I want to have my pie. I'm here to tell you how to get out of the ghetto and into the get-mo. Get more. Get out of the ghetto. Get out of the mindset and get into the get more. Oh, boy. So let's get this straight. Your good is coming to you, not from somewhere else. And sometimes people look to a prophet, look to a psychic. Listen, all of those persons have their part to play, but you got to understand, you are responsible for you. You are responsible. Take personal responsibility and stop looking to your mother, your father, your uncle, your niece, your nephew, your cousin, your in-law, your outlaw, your president, the government, the political party, and all. Listen, all of those things, they have their places. They have their role to play. But you've got to understand that your good is within you, and that is God within. That is good within. And as you, when you come to that understanding, this will give you the confidence that you need to go and actually experience the good that you want. Okay. So I want to go through this moment of affirmation. I want you to affirm this out loud with me as you're sitting there in your car, maybe in your hotel room or in your in front of your computer. You're sitting there. I want you to just take a second and say this with Reverend Rich in the first person. The good I seek. Say it again. The good that I seek is seeking me. The good that I seek is seeking me, seeking to express itself to me, seeking to express itself through me, seeking to express itself as me. You got that? Isn't that lovely? Indeed it is. I love it, don't you? Listen, call me. My phone number is 888-627-6008. That's Reverend Rich Live. You're talking. You can talk to Reverend Rich Live. You say, you know what? I always wanted to talk to a preacher. Let me talk. Let me give this guy a call and see what he's all about. Yeah. Give me a call. My number is 888-627-6008. And we can talk. Let's continue. What is it that I really want to be? What is it that I really want to do? What is it that I really want to have? The first law, the first principle of getting what it is that you want is to, oh boy, this is so simple, you won't believe how simple this one is. The first principle of getting what you want is knowing what you want. Oh, I've met so many people don't know what in the world they want. Do you know what it is that you want? You got to know it before the infinite can show it. You got to know it in your mind, in your consciousness. You've got to know what it is. Ancient wisdom teaches us that a mind that do not know exactly what it wants will continue to manifest and express that which it doesn't want. Ooh, boy. Let me say that again. A mind that does not know what it wants, that does not know exactly what it wants, will continue to manifest, will continue to express the things that you don't want. Now you can understand. Now you understand why you keep getting what you don't want, because you're not clear on exactly. Until you decide, until you know what it is that you really want, you will continue to experience that which you don't want. Isn't that simple? It is so simple, but yet so profound. Call Reverend Rich right now at 888-627-6008. That's 888-888-627-6008. And we'll talk about this and talk about other things. How do you feel about how the media has been treating Bill Cosby? What do you think about Donald Trump and all the stuff that he's been running on with? Let's talk about whatever subject is there of interest to you. We'll talk about that. In the meantime, in between time, I'm talking about how to get the hell what you want. How to get what you want. Because how many of you would like to be, to do, and to have the good? Take a few minutes. I want you to take a few minutes and think about it. Think about the seven top things you'd like to be, to do, and to have. And if you're able to, write them down. Right now, while we're talking, just write those seven items down. And when you write it down, obviously, your mind have to think, and that's good. Some of us don't like to think. Some of us like other people to think for us. And as you write your top seven things that you wish to be, to do, and to have, your subconscious mind, your creative spirit is now at work, bringing those desires into manifestation. And this is why ancient wisdom instructs us to write the vision and make it plain. Write it down, but don't just, but so before you can write it down, you've got to know it You got to first think it before you ink it. You think it, then you can ink it. This is Reverend Kemp. This is Reverend Rich L. Kemp. My telephone number is 888-627-6008. Yes, write down the vision. Write down your vision. This means that you must write down that which you see, that which you see, S-E-E, that which you see yourself being, doing, and having right now. There are so many people don't see themselves being nothing, doing nothing, and having nothing. And so that is why they don't get anything. You've got to see. Listen, you know, the greatest nation in the world, the greatest nation in the world is not the USA. It's not China. It's not Russia. It's not the Bahamas. The greatest nation in the world is imagination. Your imagination. Oh, man. Your imagination is power. Your imagination has creative force that creates all this that we see today. All this that we feel. Creative power. Creative imagination. Hallelujah. I tell you, get what it is that you want to be, to do, and to have. Get that straight. Get that clear in your mind. Get it clear in your consciousness. And begin. You'll begin to manifest that into your experience. So I want you to call me. My phone number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Give me a call, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes right here on this beautiful, beautiful Reverend Rich Live program. My phone number is 888-627-6008. And we're talking today about how you can express your good that you wish to be, to do, and to have. How you can express it. Because it's not someone else. No one else is going to express it for you. No one else is going to manifest it for you. There's not a God in the sky or a devil in hell somewhere. No, it's going to be you. You are the only one that matters. You are the one. You are the one. You are responsible. You've got to use your faith to work your miracle. And, you know, people like me, I'm here just to help you to use that faith, to get that faith going. And so we're told to write the vision. Write it. Make it plain. What does it mean? Make it mean is to be clear about it. Be clear, be specific. Be clear, be specific, be precise about that which you see yourself being, doing, and having. Isn't that beautiful? We must be definite. Oh, get a hold of this one. We must be definite with the infinite. You got to be clear and definite. You would be amazed of how so many people, they want things, but they haven't defined it. They haven't described it. They haven't given it any substance. So if it is a business, what kind of business do you want? You want a food store? You want a clothing store? Do you want an appliance store? I mean, you've got to be clear on it. Once that clarity is there, then miracles begin to happen for you. The good that you desire, you've got to be clear about it. If it's a house, what kind of house, what kind of home do you want? You want a split level? Do you want how many bedrooms? You want one bedroom? 10 bedrooms? I mean, all of those things, people don't think about. You know, you'd be amazed. Sometime I go to doing church service and talking to people afterwards, or helping people to prayer, wanting spiritual counseling. They say, I want a car. What kind of car? Well, let's say any kind of car. Well, there's no such make or model. There's no such make. I've heard of Honda. I've heard of Kia. I've heard of Hyundai. I've heard of Volkswagen. I've heard of Bentley. I've heard of Rolls Royces. I've heard of Mercedes, Land Rover. All those cars, they have a name. Give a name. What kind of car do you want? You can get it. You know, there's cars. There's millions of cars out there. You just want one. So be clear about it. Be specific about it. And get right down to the color. Do you want leather seat or do you want fabric? Do you want four-door, two-door, sunroof, sky roof, no roof? What it is, it's your car, we're told. Ancient writing tells us that the infinite will give you the desire of your heart, but you've got to have the desire. You've got to know what it is that you want. You know, if it's a vacation you want to take, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Call Reverend Rich now, and let's talk about it. 888-267-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I'd love to chat with you right now because we have got so many wonderful things we're talking about. If it's money, wait, let's go back. If it's a vacation you want to take, what kind of a vacation? Do you want to take a cruise? Cruise ship vacation? Do you want to take a plane? Hotel? Where do you want to go exactly? You want to go to the Bahamas? That's a beautiful place to go to. You want to go to Cairo? You want to go to Egypt? I don't know. A little shaky over there right now, but get the idea. Define where it is you want to go. There's so many beautiful places in the world that you can go that you don't have to put your life in jeopardy. So think about it. Be specific. If it's money, how much money do you want? Ah, boy. See, now let me ask you, how much money can the infinite trust you with? My. Yeah, we all want all of these things, but can you be trusted? Can you be trusted with them? Can you be trusted with a nice, wonderful, beautiful car, a home, a house, and still maintain yourself? The good that you desire, the good that you desire to be, to do, and to have desires you. The good that I desire desires me. Listen, when that comes to your consciousness, when you come into that awareness that the good that I desire desires me, the good that I seek is seeking me, the good that I want wants me, you will not see yourself separated any longer from it. You've got to see yourself as it. You got to see, and this is where vision comes into place, imagination. Even the infinite express concern about the imagination, and also express how powerful the imagination is. When the infinite talked about it in Genesis, that the imagination of man, nothing can restrain him. The infinite, this is the infinite talking. Nothing can restrain the imagination of a man. If mankind can think it, they can bring it about. And that's the power that you have. That's not a power just to a select few. That's your power that's given to you also. And I'm here just to help you to recover and to rediscover your infinite power, your infinite potential, your infinite possibility, because that's who you are. That's the kind of guy that you are. That's the kind of lady that you are. You've got infinite possibility. You've got infinite power. You've got infinite potential operating in you. It's your divine right. It's your divine entitlement. It's yours, baby. And all we've got to learn to do is to tap into that. Again, not going outside, looking outside to something or someone, but understanding that this power, this infinite power, I am good. I am infinite good. This infinite good, this infinite power, this infinite being that we call God resides on the inside of you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The kingdom is in you, we are told. The kingdom is within you. It's not outside of you. And everything you need to be, to do, and want, and desire is on the inside of you. And I'm here to help you to use, helps you to use your mind instead of your behind to get what you desire. Get the good that you desire, because there's some people that are needing you to express the good that you desire, needing you to be and do and to have the good, because as you have it, you'll be able to be such a blessing. So list those things, state those things, be clear about those things that you desire to be, to do, and to have. And as you are clear on it, it begin to manifest itself to you, manifesting itself as you, because it's all a part of you. You have to see yourself as one with the good that you desire. Ah, boy, my. Get a hold of this truth. The good that I desire is not somewhere way over yonder. You and that good that you desire, whatever it is, you only you can say what it is. Only you know what it is. If you don't know what it is, this is what I'm here to do. My job here today is help you to be clear about what it is that you want to be, to do, and to have. But don't see it. You cannot be looking at it as something over there, and I've got to try and get it. No, that's backward thinking. You know, the good that you desire, the good that you want to be, to do, and to have, the good, you've got to see yourself as one with it. You are one. I'm one with God. I'm one with God. I'm one with good. I'm one with love. I'm one with happiness. I'm one with success. Success is not somewhere over there and I'm trying to get success or be. No, I am success. Are you getting this, darling? I am. That's the beautiful thing I love about this, the secret code that the infinite revealed to Moses, the I am factor. I am. Listen, every time you open your big mouth and you say, I am, and whatever you say after that statement, that is added. Let me say it like this. Whatever you add to I am is added unto you. Oh, I just love talking with you. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, talk to me. I'd love to hear your voice. You hearing my voice. Let's talk. Let me hear your voice. Give me a call. The phone number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And you know, we just chatting. We just talking. And just say, hey, Rich, what do you think about this? Let's talk about that, you know. Or I'm dealing with this, or I'm dealing with that. Yeah, whatever it is, man, woman, let's talk about it. I'm not here to preach to you. I'm not here I'm here to talk with you. Because when I talk to you, I tell you, I am helped, I am blessed, and iron sharpened iron. Oh, boy, and that insight, that insight, to understand, to come to that revelation, to come to that expanded consciousness, that I and whatever it is that I wish to be, to do, and to have, I'm one with it. I'm one with that car. I am one with that good clothing. Oh, yeah, clothing. Spirit is moving so beautifully here. You desire some new clothes. Well, here's what to do. Go out at Macy's, Penny's, or any good store, good high-end store, you know, stay away from thrift shops and places like those. Go into the good high-end stores and try on the clothes that you want. And once you try it, you'll buy it. You'll have the money for it. Listen, just go. You deserve it. Treat yourself to that nice summer dress, darling. Oh, you look so beautiful in it. Treat yourself to that nice shirt and nice shorts that you want to wear, sir. Treat yourself to that mink coat you want to wear in the winter when the weather changes. You know, become aware. Become aware that all of those things were made for you. They were created for you. They were made for you. They weren't just made to sit on a rack somewhere. They were made to be on your back. Oh, clothing. The Spirit is giving this wonderful word to go out and get the clothing that you need. Go out and enjoy. When was the last time you did some shopping? Yeah, I'm talking to you. When was the last time you really took a few bucks and say, you know what, this is going to be my day. I'm going to shop for me. I'm going to get me the shoes that I want. I need some new shoes. I need some new underwear. I need some shirts. I need some pants. Yeah. Go have a ball. Have a living ball on yourself. And then after you did all that shopping, go stop by some nice place and have a good dinner. Treat yourself to a good, delicious dinner. Go to Roots Steakhouse or somebody like that, Red Lobster. I don't know. These folks don't give me no money to say that, but you know what? Just enjoy it. Just go out and enjoy yourself and have yourself a good dinner. A good dinner. Get away from McDonald's or Wendy's, all that fast food, and just treat yourself to a good, nice dinner. What kind of food do you like? See? Get that in your... Become one with that. Mm-hmm. The good that you wish to be, the good that you desire to be, to do and to have. See yourself with it. See yourself. Once you know what it is, that's the first principle. Know what it is. Know what it is that you want. Know it. Be clear about it. There should be no doubt about what you want to be, what you want to do, and what you want to have. Be no doubt. No fuzzy gray area. You should be clear. I want a 5-bedroom house. I want a 3-bedroom house. I want a 2-bedroom condo. Whatever, a townhouse. What kind of a home do you want? You want a townhouse? Want a condo? Want a split level? You know, a ranch house? I mean, what kind? It's all there. If someone either is building your house for you right now, they may be staying in your house, they're getting ready to move out, and they don't even know you're getting ready to move in. So you know what? You just got that consciousness, man, that consciousness, lady. You want to have a show, you want to have a radio show, I tell you, just call this radio station. They've got some spots open. They'll give you, they'll work it out for you, give you a good half an hour show or an hour show. And you know what? And you can have me as your guest. Listen to that. So call Rich Kemp right now. The number to call me is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. This is Reverend Rich, and I'm just chatting along with you today. We're just having a good conversation. Isn't this lovely? Would you like some wine? I've got some here. And or would you like where's my water? Got some water here for you. And just have a little chat with me. So are you clear with that? Again, going back to what we talked about earlier. Let's go back to Bill. Uncle Bill, I call him. Uncle Bill Cosby. I think the man is being set up. I think he was not guilty of all the, you know. And first of all, let's talk about that. We in the, you know, the media can make us look guilty before we even go to trial. And there's no trial, and he was not found guilty of any crime, but yet people are beginning to label him as a criminal, and not understanding that the whole episode, a whole scenario during the time of those things, people, young women, they gave, even today, groupies, they go out after the celebrities, and they know what they're getting into. They want to pop the pill, and some of them want to get pregnant and get money, so they get money from these guys and girls. It's all a game. It's all a game. All these games that we play, and then someone comes along later on in years and say, "Oh, why don't you do this and get some money from him? He's got millions now and all that other stuff." You know, Bill Cosby, real nice guy, gave all kind of money to all the different charities and so forth. His darling wife, I pray for her. She is so beautiful. I pray for his darling wife having to deal with all of this, and perhaps she knew about some of it, of course. You know, who knows? Listen, every one of us, we've got some skeletons, and he knows, he knows, I mean, these women, why in the world it took them so long to come forward? You ever wondered about that? Some of this 40 years ago, almost 50 years ago, and these are now old hags, and they want to come forward and say, "Well, he had sex with me after he gave me a pill." Well, you knew what you were doing. Leave the man alone and just live the rest of your days and the sunset of your days in happiness and rest, instead of trying to create all this unnecessary havoc in people's lives, you know. And what do you think about this this guy, what's his name, Donald Trump, and he's just trumping along, making all kinds of nuisance and noise and saying negative racist things about him. He's a Nazi, I believe. You look at him, you see he's a Nazi, and I'm not surprised of anything that comes out of his mouth, because that's the way he really is, and nothing, you know, isn't interesting, these politicians and others. And Hulk Hogan, oh boy, here's another guy, Hulk Hogan. He just got so mad and got so upset because he discovered that his darling little daughter, I know she's not little, but you know, to him, she'll always be little, was dating a black guy, African American fella, and she and then he went ballistic, and using all of the N words and the other words, and then here's what these guys do: they say these things, and then when they're caught, and he's one of those classic guys, he says, "Oh, that's not me. Anyone that really knows me knows that I don't really, I'm not like that." Of course you're like that, because out of here, ancient wisdom tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And he spoke exactly what he meant. And his only reason he is apologizing, all these guys, especially the politicians, they apologize because they're caught. You know, they already said what they meant. You think of all the disrespect and negative things they say about the president and President Obama, and then they come out and say they afterwards and want to apologize. Well, they already accomplished what they wanted. They already put certain ideas and thoughts out there, and just coming along after and apologizing, that's rubbish. Give me a call. My number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Wait, let's say it again. 888-627-6008. I want to talk to you. You need to call. I know you're itching to make a call and talk to me about some of these stuff. And what about sports? Oh, boy. What do you think about Tiger Woods? Man, he can't even put the ball in the hole, at least the right hole, you know. But listen, man, karma is a, she don't forget, man. She, you know, you got to treat people good, man. And he had a beautiful wife, and you know what he did. We all know what he did. And, you know, I don't understand. You know, if you're going to be in that type of an environment, you got to decide, you know what, either I'm not going to be married, or have a clear understanding with your wife and husband. Say, listen, this is what I'm all about. You're going to be my wife, but I have other interests, other needs, so don't be bent out of shape. Or, you know, at least, so now he can't even get his mind right to play golf the way he used to play. And now he ranks way down, 135 or something like that now. No, so it's so sad to see something like this happens to some people. But if it's a reality, it's a law, the universal law for all of us. Doesn't matter who we are. So those are some of the things I'd like to talk to you. We've got a few minutes left in the last portion of Rich Live Talk Show, Creative Talk Show here. My number is 888-627-6008. Are you afraid to talk to me? I dare you to pick up the phone and call me and we can talk. I said, I'm not here to argue with you. We'll talk and we'll have a good human conversation. And just talk about whatever we want to talk about. Okay, so are you feeling good? Are you get some understanding today from the subject we talked to earlier about how to manifest your good? I hope you did. Listen, you can write to me. Listen, yeah, let me tell you about that. My address. Sometimes I get so carried away talking, I forget to give my address and contact, because sometimes maybe when we come and talk to your church, have your gathering. Or you want to come to Florida and have your wedding? We do weddings. I am the founder of Rich Wedding for Us. We do weddings. If you want to have a wedding on the beach, on the boat, in the backyard, in the garden, on the dock, wherever you want to have it, we do wonderful weddings. And my site is called my website is called RichWeddingForUs.com. That's Rich Wedding, the number 4 US us. richweddingforus.com. That's richweddingforus.com. You may go and visit that site. And if you want to, connect with us, and we'll put a great, wonderful wedding program together. If you just want to have a small wedding, a large wedding, all kinds of weddings we've done and we do. You want to elope? Yeah, come, just elope. And we'll give you hope. And my other site is called Master Rich L. Kemp. That tells you a lot about information you want to have about it's about everything that we do here at Rich International, Rich International Ministries. That's www.MasterRichLKemp, one R, MasterRichLKemp, just use one R, .com. And you can go to, if you want spiritual counseling, spiritual session, have a spiritual session with me. I do spiritual sessions, whether online, you can do it on Facebook, in inbox, we can do in, we can conversate inbox, or you can email Reverend Rich live at AOL.com. You can also do it by texting. So we make it easier wherever or however is good for you. We work it out, but you have to go to my site, www.masterrich.com, and click on spiritual guidance session. I have everything from just, if you just want to have a few questions, you can ask me, and you can make your request known on that site, and we'll be connected. You want to write and sow your seed sowing gift. If you'd like to continue, like us to be on the radio, even I'd like to be on the radio every day, really. That's my goal, and that will be reality. Or you'd like to sponsor the show, we've got a lot of room for sponsorship. So give us a call. My number is 702-577-6777. Give me a call. I am Reverend Rich. I am Rich L. Kemp. And my mailing address, a few people still write today, but so I'll give it to you. The mailing address is 1126 South Federal Highway, Suite 111, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, zip code 33316. That's Reverend Rich. That's Rich, Reverend Rich, or just Rich. My address is 1126, that's 1126, South Federal Highway, Suite 111, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316. Give me, drop me a line, any questions you may have, and telephone number to reach me directly is 702-577-6777. I'm also on Facebook. You can watch me, on Facebook. Do a lot of posting there of information and insight and revelation to get you going. And that's facebook.com/Reverend Rich Live. That's facebook.com/Reverend Rich Live. And you can follow me, become a follower of Reverend Rich. We are having our first Rich Gatherings Live Creative Workshop. That's going to be Monday, September 14th, and we're going to be at the Comfort Suite Inn at the airport in Fort Lauderdale here. The address is 1800 South Federal Highway, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316. That's coming up. And also, if you are on Meetup, you can check meetup.com and go to my site there, which is Rich Gatherings, Creative Workshops on Meetup Group, the Meetup Group there. So we've got all kinds of good things going on, man, woman, and we'd love for you to be a part of that, you know. So write to me, Reverend Rich L. Kemp, with your prayer desires, with your praise report, with your seed faith offering gift, financial gift, at 1126 South Federal Highway, Suite 111, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316. Telephone 702-577-6777. email me at reverendrichlive@aol.com. Follow me on facebook.com/reverendrichlive. And you can call me live in the, we've still got a few minutes left here. You can call me live at 888-627-6008. And we can talk for a few minutes and about anything and everything that you want to talk about. It's been fun. I love this today. Let's have a little talk. Just sit down and have a little talk with each other. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it good? Talk about how to express the good you desire to be, to do, and to have. And I wanted to really get into it about talking about the Bill Cosby situation and Donald Trump and Hulk Hogan, but you were afraid. You didn't call. So we'll do it again, next week. I'm on every other week, but if you wish to support this show so that I can be on either every Sunday or every day of the week, you are welcome to contact me with that and say, you know what, Reverend Rich, I want to underwrite you. I want to support this. I want to pay for this. The phone number to reach me directly is 702-577-6777. My mailing address is 1126 South Federal Highway. You want to slip a check in the mail. That's 1126 South Federal Highway, Suite 111, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316. And we'll get that we'll get everything going. Well, listen, as I wrap this other wonderful hour, this hour comes to a close, we're not closed. Well, we're still open even after we've gone off the air. If you wish to call and talk with me and say whatever's on your mind, and we can do that. So call me. My number is 702-577-6777. This is Rich Kemp Live. And the number to reach me live on the radio right now is 888-627-6008. You can still talk. Oh, listen, there's a call. Someone's calling in. Well, it's been fun, but I've got to run in a few seconds again. Let's wrap this up. So today, you are not separated from the good that you want to be. It's not you here and your good over there. You and your good are one. I and my Father are one. Oh boy, I love it. I and the good that I wish to be, to do, and to have, we are one. Until next week, I want to say to you, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And we look forward to hearing from you. Peace, love, and soul.